Utilities, lawmakers push for bold leader to guide BPA through transmission challenges, written by Henrik Nielsen, and read by an automated voice. Utilities and lawmakers in the Northwest agree that Bonneville Power Administration's next administrator must focus on building transmission and take risks to make that happen. BPA is searching for its next leader after outgoing administrator John Hairston announced he is leaving the agency to head up the Eugene Water and Electric Board. Whoever takes over would oversee an agency that controls about 75% of the Northwest's high-voltage transmission system. And this system faces serious challenges, Melanie Kuhn, Puget Sound Energy spokesperson, told RTO Insider in an email. Years of underinvestment have left the aging system at full capacity, limiting its ability to handle power flows within the Northwest and to neighboring regions, Kuhn said. PSE believes the incoming BPA administrator must prioritize transmission development as a critical focus area and be open to innovative partnerships that can accelerate transmission development across the region. PSE was one of the signatories to a February 18 letter that a group of investor-owned utilities sent to U.S. Secretary of Energy Chris Wright. The other utilities include Avista Corporation, Idaho Power, Northwestern Energy, Pacific iCor, and Portland General Electric. The utility said BPA's mission is to ensure the Federal Columbia River Power System and Federal Columbia River Transmission System benefit all the agency's customers, not just select parts of the region or customers of any specific classification of electric utility. For the region's IOUs, BPA's actions to carry out that mission have been deficient for some time, and BPA's lack of transmission development in the region is the most visible example of this deficiency, the letter stated. A study by Energy and Environmental Economics predicts that accelerated load growth and aging power plant retirements will create a resource gap in the Northwest starting at about 1.3 gigawatts in 2026 and expanding to almost 9 gigawatts by 2030. That is approximately the load of the state of Oregon. With the region facing unprecedented load growth, BPA needs a bold leader who prioritizes transmission investments, market structures that benefit all customers, and is open to new public-private partnerships to speed up transmission development, the IOUs argued. The IOUs noted that BPA has identified critical projects to help new resources and new large load developments come online. But without the push of a new administrator, projects will linger without timely completion, according to the letter. John Harlow, Snohomish County PUD CEO, echoed the IOU's concerns. What we're hoping to see in the next administrator is someone who can move the agency from planning into action on transmission, generation, and the infrastructure investments the Northwest requires to keep up with growing demand and pressing resource adequacy concerns, Harlow told RTO Insider. Harlow added that the next leader should be experienced in running a complex organization and be able to build relationships across a diverse set of stakeholders, including utilities, tribes, states and Congress. Given BPA's importance in the region, it will take an innovative and results-oriented leader with a clear vision to lead across all of it, he said. A group of seven Republican lawmakers from Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and Nevada sent a separate letter to Wright on March 18. The lawmakers similarly contended the next administrator must act much more quickly on transmission. Citing conversations with stakeholders, the lawmaker said the agency needs a disruptor, a risk-taker. The agency needs someone with the ability to recognize the need for new ideas and new approaches to long-standing problems facing the agency, including transmission, the lawmakers argued. Senator Ron Wyden told RTO Insider in an email that the next administrator should strive to keep energy bills low while also expanding responsible transmission that will allow increased renewable energy on the grid. Transmission. Senator Hairston, who assumed the role of administrator in January 2021, BPA has secured $773.8 million in transmission capital for 2025 with the goal of doubling transmission capital execution by 2028. It plans to issue awards to contractors that will cover a 10-year period with a maximum value of $25 billion to build and modify lines. BPA also launched its $5 billion Grid Expansion and Reinforcement Portfolio, or GERP initiative in 2023 with the aim of building 23 new transmission lines and substation projects. Siobhan Doherty, Seattle City Light's power supply officer, said the utility is happy BPA's GERP initiative is moving forward. But there is still a lot of work to do in order to make transmission available for the region, Doherty added. BPA paused certain planning processes in 2025 to consider how to address nearly 61 gigawatts of transmission service requests. The agency has presented proposals to reduce the queue and has held several stakeholder meetings on the issue. SCL has advocated for BPA to make changes in its transmission tariff to build new lines faster and to make conditional transmission available earlier in the interconnection process, Doherty noted. We've seen multiple regional studies showing a need for resource adequacy, or that the region will not be resource adequate in the next 5 or 10 years, Doherty said. Since Bonneville is the backbone of the transmission system in the Northwest, we really think they need to focus a lot on moving transmission forward quickly. Transmission is not the only initiative on BPA's agenda. For example, the agency is preparing to join SPP's Markets Plus day-ahead market. BPA also recently executed long-term wholesale electric power contracts with more than 130 public utility customers and is considering revising its rates following a court order to increase spills at 8 dams on the Columbia and Snake Rivers. Still, transmission, former BPA Administrator Randy Hardy said. Transmission construction and interconnection challenges dwarf everything else,